In all my years of teaching, I've now taught several thousand students. And I started teaching at Texas Southern University. That was my very first college job in 1968. And I noticed over the years that the names on my roster were changing. And then I started thinking about that and then came up with this poem.
Have they, in that time, changed back to what they used to be at all?
No. The Saxon and Goth names have not really made a comeback. They have a little bit, but not very much. There's a little bit less emphasis now on the French names than there was in, I would say, in the 80s and 90s.
Interesting. I have a friend in London who just named a baby Esther.
Yes, that's a classic name. Yeah. So that would count. You don't see very many Mildreds.
Well, let's hear what you came up with.
This poem is called Mourning the Dying American Female Names. In the Alpha Diner on the Florida Panhandle, a stocky white-haired woman with a plastic nameplate Mildred gently turns my burger and I fall into grief. I remember the long hot drives to North Carolina to visit Aunt Alma, who put up quarts of peaches, and my grandmother Gladys with her pieced quilts. Many names are almost gone. Gertrude, Myrtle, Agnes, Bernice, Hortense, Edna, Doris, and Hilda. They were wide women, cotton-clothed, early rising. You had to move your mouth to say their names, and they meant strength, spear, battle, and victory. When did women stop being Saxons and Goths? What frog fate turned them into Allison, Melissa, Valerie, Natalie, Adrian, and Lucinda, diminished them to Wendy, Cindy, Susie, and Vicky? I look at these young women and hope they are headed for the presidency, but I fear America has other plans in mind, that they be no longer at war, but subdued instead in amorphous corporate work, somebody's assistant, something in a bank, single parent with word processing skills. They must have been made French so they could be cheap foreign labor. Well, all I can say is good luck to you, Kimberly, Darlene, Cheryl, Heather, and Amy. Good luck, April, Melanie, Becky, and Kelly. I hope it goes well for you, but for a moment let us mourn. Now is the time to say goodbye to Florence, Muriel, Ethel, and Thelma. Goodbye, Minnie, Ada, Bertha, and Edith.
Have you done the same thing with the boys' names in your class?
No, I started a poem about the boys' names, and the boys' names have changed some, but not as dramatically as the women's names. And some of the names, like I named my own son Samuel, and he was born in 1982, and at the time there were not many Samuels around, although in my grandfather's generation, there were a lot of Samuels. But now Samuel has made a kind of a comeback in classes. There are a fair number of Sams. So the cycle of the boys' names hasn't quite gone the same as the women's names.
And I accept your apology for putting Amy in there.
Yeah, yes, and I apologize to everyone whose name I may have mentioned in this poem. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just kind of thinking about this sociological fact that I've observed.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.